Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Sounds of Faith Radio broadcast. We greet you in the name which is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're thankful you're here with us today, and we pray that you'll stay with us for the next 30 minutes of song and sermon, and then we'll get back into the Word of God. And I hope, and we're going to challenge our hearts this week, that we're not going to compromise. We're not going to try to this new way. We're going to stay with the old stuff, and we're going to be preaching on that to that end this week. And I hope that you'll stay with us each day. And by week's end, I pray that we'll have a good understanding of what's causing this compromise in so-called fundamental churches and fundamental lives. And let's get right into the music. Here's a good song from the choir, Miss Noelle Dorsey, singing the verses here and doing a great job on It's Good to Be Saved. Amen.
The days get darker the farther we go. It's easy to sometimes lose hope. This world may fall to pieces, but still I can say it is well with my soul. 'Cause one night I knelt at an altar of prayer. God settled it right then and there.
say, preacher? Brother Johnny, you just played that song last week. I know I did. But you know what? It's still good to be saved this week. Amen. And thankful for that great reminder again. Hey, listen, friend, you don't have to go to hell. Amen. Oh, rejoice in the fact that your name has been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, friend, today we've got so much to thank the Lord for. Amen. Well, we'd love to have you now. Camp meeting we started last night. Amen. Camp meeting started. Brother Eddie White will be preaching tonight and good singing as well. And we'd love to have you come on by. We'll be going through Friday night. And then after the Friday night service, just on the Friday night service, we'll be feeding our guests, particularly our young people, visiting with us, pizza, I believe, stuff like that. And so that's on Friday night. But tonight, Brother Eddie Wyatt. Tomorrow night, Terrell Hopkins. Thursday, Mark Stroud. And on Friday, Tony Hudson. And looking forward to another great night of old-fashioned team camp meeting tonight here at the Faith Baptist Church. 7 o'clock. Come on by. We're out on the corner of Highway 18 South and 180. And then, of course, we have our Sunday services this coming Lord's Day. 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. So come on by and pay us a visit. Amen. Well, here's Miss Carolyn Parker Owens, amen, singing, "The Blood Has Never Lost Its Power." Lose its power. Amen. I'm thankful for that today. Amen. Well, we appreciate that good number from Miss Carolyn. She's in heaven today, but we're thankful for being able to hear from her by CD. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, we'll take it out of the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter number 4 and verse number 2. The Bible says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." You know, our prayers should always be followed by anticipation and gratitude. When ye pray, the Bible says, "Believe and ye shall receive." Oh, yes, I'm glad there's anticipation, but they ought to be gratitude as well for prayers already answered. Amen. May God help us with that great truth for today. Amen. Well, I invite you now to join me for a time of prayer. Pray with us and pray for us if you can. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your wonderful, wonderful presence today. God, you said you never leave us nor forsake us, and we believe that. We trust in that today. And God, we're asking you, God, to just go with us every step. God, I pray that we'll feel your presence, feel your touch. But I'm praying, God, that you'd forgive me for my sins. God, Amos said, how could two walk together except there be agreed? God, there's no way that I can walk with you unless I'm in agreement. I can't be in an agreement if I'm sinning against you. But I pray you may cleanse us and forgive us. Now, dear Heavenly Father, I pray today in Jesus' name that you would accept my thanks, God, for all that you've done for us. God, you've been good to us and merciful, and for that we are grateful. Now, Lord, I'm praying, as many of our listeners are as well. And there's things on my heart that, God, you know about, that you can only fix. And God, we're asking you, God, to intervene into the lives of man. And I pray, God, it'll be so. Now, there are things in the lives of our dear friends that they're praying right now. I may not know about them, God, but you certainly do. And I'm praying, God, on their behalf and with them. I'm joining my heart with them in prayer. God, I pray that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I'm praying today that you may bless the next few songs, and then also to the preaching of the word of God. I pray to be with compassion. I pray to be not anything left out that should be said, and I pray there'll not be anything said that should not have been said. Guide our minds and guard our lips, I do pray, that the will of God may be done here on the Sounds of Faith. Now, Lord, bless us now as we wait in thy presence. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, we certainly do thank God for you, and we thank God for your prayers, and we thank God for the opportunity that we have to minister here on the Sounds of Faith. And we are going to do that again here in music, in an instrumental here from our orchestra. We heard from them on yesterday, and we're going to hear from them again today. This is a song that says, "To God be the glory." And I believe with all my heart we have got a lot to give him glory for. And here's a good one from the orchestra as we hear them today. He hath done. Amen. To that we give him glory. Amen. Don't you have a lot to thank him for today? Don't you have a lot to praise him for today? Oh, the answer to those questions I know is true. It is a big yes. Amen. We do have a lot to be thankful for and to give him glory for. Well, here's the trio we heard from yesterday. This is Miss Tammy Griffin, Brother Judd Douglas, and his wife Debbie singing for us today. We're singing together today for us, Keep Me Near the Cross. Another one of them old songs I like so well. Amen.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fountain free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, helping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
Amen. Keep me near the cross. Amen. Well, thank the good Lord for all the good singing today. We appreciate it so much. And we're looking now in the Word of God. And I want to go back and read the verses that I read to you yesterday. And we looked at Malachi chapter number 3. And just, well, read just the first part of the verse. It says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Then we went to Hebrews 13 in verse 8 and heard and read, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." Then we went to the book of Psalms, Psalm 119 and verse number 89. That says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And then Isaiah 40 verse number 8, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the Word of God shall stand forever. We read those verses, and I want to add one, and we asked the questions yesterday, does God change? No, God does not change. Does His Word change? Is it forever settled? Is it preserved? It is preserved, it is settled, and it does not change, and we ought not to change it. Talking about the King James Bible. And I want to read you another verse that kind of puts all this stuff in perspective out of the book of Proverbs. Proverb number 22 and verse number 28. The Word says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. What was that landmark, Brother Johnny? Well, it was like, it would be in essence the same today as changing a deed to a piece of property. Some landmark, you know what a landmark is. Sometimes in our day it's a stake in the ground, or if you get it surveyed, they'll drive a wooden stake down with a flag of some sort, and that would be a landmark. But to change what they would do, sometimes neighbors would move those stones that they had put out there as landmarkers, and they would kick it over a little bit at a time in doing so that it would enlarge their property. Of course, they were stealing it. They were not being honest about it. But I see this, today in our so-called fundamental churches. Just a little bit of time, just a little inch of time, just a small smidgen of time at a time. We are changing from those things that God has foreordained for us to do. And we gave you the thought, we gave you the statement that kind of sprung me into this study, where the writer said that compromise is not an event, but an evolution. In other words, it doesn't happen overnight. What does it mean to compromise, Brother John? To compromise is to settle or accept standards that are lower than desired in a negotiation. If you say, well, you got to compromise, what the parties do, that each one gives a little bit to settle a disagreement or to settle a case or whatever. Let me tell you something, friend. That evolution is caused by an erosion. I thought this was kind of a great, simple, practical application and an illustration of the statement, compromise is not an event, it is an evolution. The writer went on to say that you can, and I'm, if we have any frog advocates in this listen today, I'm talking hypothetically, I've not done this, okay? I don't want to get in trouble with the frog, frog lovers of America, whatever they are, amen. But they say that you can put a boiling pot of water on stove, it's boiling now, it's hot. The steam is coming from, it's boiling. You can cast a frog, a live frog, in that hot water. He'll immediately jump out because he knows that the water is hot. Okay? But they say you can put that pot of water on the stove at room temperature. It's room temperature, not hot at all. It's room temperature. And you put that same frog in that water. He'll lay there and swim around and bathe himself and just kick up his feet or whatever, and just have a good old time in that pot of water. But I tell you, while that frog is enjoying himself in that water, you click that burner stove up to on low. And then after a while, turn it up on medium and turn it again up on high, and that frog will stay in that water until it boils itself to death. Because of the slow transition of the water becoming hot that he does not recognize. Can I say it like this? I think that old time religion is in, we're in a pot of room temperature spiritual water, and the changes are coming slowly. The erosion and the things of the world are coming slowly upon us. And sometimes we don't even recognize the fact that things are changing right around us. Now, I said yesterday, I think I never did finish my thought, but I made the statement that it doesn't seem like that the word erosion and evolution should be in the same thought process, because an evolution is something small getting bigger or getting better. Okay, that's what we'll simplify that. But an erosion is something that's bigger that's getting smaller, or get something that's good that's getting worse. And you know what it means when they say the seashore is rooted away with the time, with the tides and things, and maybe hurricane season or whatever. That means there's not as much beach there. It's eroded. And they take special steps to prevent that and to help that when it does happen. But I'm afraid today, friend, that we're living in a time when slowly, when that erosion and eroding something, it comes from the word eroding, which means to take away a little at a time. And a lot of times in our society, physically, that's taking place by water, but we've just seen that recently. I mean, it wasn't taken away a little at a time, it was taken all at one time. I mean, my word, Chimney Rock, North Carolina, a favorite tourist attraction for my family for years, it's no longer there. It's just gone. That didn't come about a little bit by little bit by little bit. That happened just like that. But spiritually speaking, you know, the devil's just taking just a little. Hey, I heard a man say one time, and I laughed about it because I thought it was kind of cute. But he said, listen, if you give the devil an inch, he'll be your ruler. He won't be satisfied with just a little bit. He won't some more and more and more. Let me tell you something, friend. You can't change your music in the church house and not expect it to change other things. Hey, you can't change the manual in the house of God from the KJV to the NIV or the Living Bible or to some other perversion. Hey, if you change that, you might as well go ahead and say it's going to change all across the board. Oh, no, preacher, I think I can change it. I'm going to let my people use what they want to use, but I'm just going to preach from the King James. What you're doing, you're dividing your church, friend. And you cannot permit a little bit of erosion, and before long it's going to take out a quite big hunk of your spirituality and your convictions and your Bible. I've never seen a man or never seen a church in my ministry here at Faith Bible. I've never seen it happen where a man changes the Bible, changes the King James Bible to some. I've never seen it where it didn't affect the worship. It didn't affect the standards in the church. It didn't affect, because listen, when you take away the final authority of God, you've taken away the final authority. May God help us. And we're going to begin tomorrow looking at some of these erosions. And I promise you we'll get to them. I promise you we will. And may God help us today. And may God bless you now. Keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the Sounds of Faith.